Hey friends, this episode is all about what your Uranus sign means in astrology. Prior to this episode, I've published three separate episodes on what our big three signs mean in astrology. So I'm talking about your sun sign, your moon sign, and your rising or ascendant sign. So be sure to check those episodes out as well, as it is a great place to start, and it'll help to also give you more context as a whole when trying to figure out what your birth chart means in astrology. But there are other key parts of our sky's blueprint that are worth learning more about. And one of the planets that I love learning more about is Uranus, which is the planet of risk, innovation, disruption of the status quo, science, and progress. Learning more about my Uranus sign has helped me to understand how I innovate in life. Let's dive into this episode and find out more about Uranus in astrology. I'll see you on the other side. Okay, so Uranus is the seventh closest planet to the sun. It is the ruler of the zodiac sign Aquarius, and it was the first planet to be discovered in modern history. Like mentioned in the intro, Uranus is the planet of risk, innovation, disruption of the status quo, science, and progress. If Mercury is the planet of technology, then Uranus can be thought of as the planet that has a bit of a higher frequency or higher scale to it. It's the planet of the internet and electricity. P.S. If you haven't heard my podcast episode on what your Mercury sign means in astrology, make sure to check it out. I published it a few episodes before this current one that you're listening to. But back to Uranus here. Uranus is a very eccentric and unconventional planet. It kind of reminds me of like a mad scientist inventing, bulldozing structures that don't work anymore, and creating necessary growth. And your Uranus sign represents your sense of uniqueness, where you'll see insights, genius, and creativeness, and at times maybe with a punch of divine disruption. Uranus is the planet of liberation, rebellion, and hey, maybe a little bit of chaos too. It can be a little extreme, and it's often the planet that brings us quick and necessary change and breakthroughs. If we think of Saturn as the planet of restriction, then we can think of Uranus as the planet that bursts through limitations. If you haven't heard my podcast episode on what your Saturn sign means in astrology, it's the episode right before this one, so be sure to check it out. So with Uranus, learning more about your sign can help you to find out where you'll see changes happen in your life, sometimes unexpected, and how you will see your evolution unfold. Your Uranus sign is something that can define the achievements of your generation, and the house that your Uranus sign is in and any other planet that are in the same house or other planets that are making important aspects to Uranus from other parts of your birth chart will influence and have an impact on how you see your Uranus sign show up in your life. Okay, so here is where we apply this information to our personal lives. The first thing that you're going to need on hand is your Uranus sign. So if you don't know your Uranus sign yet, be sure to check out the show notes because I left a link to one of my favorite free birth chart calculators by Chani Nicholas. It's quick and free. And once you find out what your Uranus sign is, I would Google, what does it mean if I'm a blank Uranus, right? So insert your sign in the blank, right? So what does it mean if I'm a Pisces Uranus sign? Or what does it mean if I have Libra in Uranus or Cancer Uranus, right? And then if you Google that, you'll be able to find a ton of helpful information about your Uranus sign and how you can use it as a tool to improve your life, career, and relationships. Thank you so much for being with me here on this podcast episode. I am wishing you so much inspiration and illumination on your self-discovery journey. Here's to meeting ourselves a little more closely. If you want to check out my YouTube channel, my crystal and jewelry shop, e-courses, or services, please be sure to check out the links in the show notes. Until next time, take care of yourself, have the most beautiful day, and I hope to see you back on the next episode. Bye, friends.